This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a groundbreaking study has been published. I'm a particularly fan of this particular study. I kind of brief you guys on a lot of studies that come across as medical headlines or come across my desk, and half of them I don't even understand, right? Okay, but hey, I give it a shot, okay? And I make fun of a lot of studies too if I think, you know, it was kind of, you know, a waste of time or whatever. But this one study is so good. This one study was fantastic. So the study name, if you guys want to know, it's called Assessing the Validity and Accuracy of Online Videos on Vaccine Health Effects. Now, why is this study so awesome? Because my baby doctors, my students wrote it. This was just published in Clinical Pediatrics. And it looked at the misinformation of what some people who are hesitant about vaccines could be watching. And it was pretty groundbreaking because it lets, you know, the public know why some people are afraid to vaccinate and could have definitely epidemiologic consequences. So big shout out to Megan Murphy, Fran Nanadiego, Frances Ann Nanadiego, Laura McAvira, and Corey Nichols. And Dr. Paul Kalikas and me, we put this study together. Students busted their butts doing the research and writing this out, and they came up with a fantastic study. Clinical Pediatrics published it. So why is this so groundbreaking? Well, because we trust the Internet. The Internet is now our library. I don't really go into libraries that much, you know, because there's always somebody who goes, shh. I'm like, I'm just looking for the shh. What's the Dewey Dumb? Shh. So I just don't go into a library anymore. I just can't be quiet. So I can be as loud as I need to be going online, going on the Internet. And what we did is we looked at 200 videos on YouTube. And we just did a basic search on, on vaccines and, you know, vaccine health risks. And what populated was a whole slew of videos, but two-thirds of them had, or close to two-thirds of them, had misinformation. They would either misquote a study, they would be just based on anecdotal evidence, this happened to, you know, my brother, or this happened to my neighbor. Or they would, I don't want to insult these studies, but they didn't really have sources that they were quoting. They made it sound like a good source, and it wasn't. And so I'm very frustrated as a medical professional because these videos were trying to look like they were from, you know, very strong, good medical sources. And when we look at vaccines and our vaccination protocol and our vaccination schedule, if we don't get everybody involved, we end up losing something called herd immunity. And herd immunity is where if you vaccinate, let's say, everybody in a community, then somebody who can't get vaccinated because they're immunocompromised or they have side effects to the vaccine or whatever will hopefully not get the disease because nobody around them is carrying it. And when you're vaccinated, you hopefully not only prevent you from getting sick, but you prevent that virus from becoming, taking hold, and then you becoming a host. So vaccines are fantastic. They're groundbreaking. But you have a lot of people out there that are fearful of them. Now, I do not condone all the ridicule and that people get, and, you know, the lumping of calling them anti-vaxxers. The one thing I've seen in my practice and in my experience is you have a whole spectrum of people that may not be as excited about vaccines. You have some that believe conspiracy theories and believe some of this false information. You have others that are like, look, I like the vaccines. I just don't want to give my kid, you know, 5-in-1 shot. Or they are pro-vaccine. They just can't get off work. Doctor's office is only open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. They can't get off work. So their kid isn't vaccinated. And then, okay, well, now what do I do? Well, let's just say it's a religious exemption. And then you have people concerned about, you know, the religious implications, depending on what they believe. And so when you have people on the fence, and you do have a lot of people on the fence going, well, I don't really know if I want to give my child 5, or I want to know more about the side effects, they may be reluctant to go to their doctor. They may not have money to go to their doctor. They may think that their doctor is going to kick them out of the practice because they haven't vaccinated their kids, which has happened. So these parents in fear go online. So we studied what is online. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation. So, you know, we have a little bit of work to do. If we want to prevent outbreaks of flu, of measles, of mumps, of rubella, of hepatitis, of rotavirus. I mean, we have vaccines for so many things right now. We can't have a half-ass. We can't have a mediocre sort of affinity to, you know, the population as a whole wanting to get vaccinated. And when we know what's online, you know, we've been talking about misinformation online, but, you know, what was the exact misinformation? You know, I mean, somebody having anecdotal evidence and making it sound like it was a study, that's wrong. But somebody saying, look, this is what happened. I want to put it out there. You know, that's another type of video. So, you know, what we need to do in terms of, you know, our social media, and we looked at videos on YouTube, and what we need to do kind of as a whole is make sure that videos are kind of labeled if they are, you know, of scientific sound evidence, you know, that it gets labeled. We see where the source is. It's very readily apparent. But people need to be aware that there's a lot of fake stuff out there. There's a lot of opinions. And, you know, I listen to people's opinions, but if they are under the guise that this is a, you know, medical video and they don't have time to fact check and they don't have, you know, the means to, you know, research who this source is from, they may just take it for face value and then not vaccinate their kids. So it shows that this is a huge piece to the anti-vaccination or the lack of 100% vaccination puzzle. Well done, students. So proud of you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I saw the debate last night, and wow, it was actually pretty dang exciting. So it was held at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. And, yeah, my neck of the woods, I didn't go. The reason why I didn't go and cover it there, because, honestly, to get there hours before and then not be able to leave till hours later, it was really much easier just to watch on TV. One of the debates, I will be there, but at this point it was fine. I give you guys my opinion no matter where I get, where I'm standing when the debate is on. I kind of wish I was there because it kind of had a fight type of atmosphere. You know, Michael Bloomberg, this was his big debate debut. Coming into the race late, qualifying by a new technicality with the debate criteria, He gets on the stage, and right out the gate, he gets hit, especially by Elizabeth Warren. Now, from what I understand, he spent anywhere from $400 to $500 million already on his campaign. He also was kind of doing the Donald Trump thing, where he's saying, look, I don't need, I'm not going to tell you guys to donate. Which, I don't know if he could pull it off like Donald Trump was able to pull it off. But he's going that route. And so when Senator Klobuchar was saying, you know, go to my website and, you know, to help and whatever, he's like, I'm not going to ask for campaign donations. So he was able to kind of make, you know, the rest of the candidates, you know, look, you know, bad. He also kind of hushed them up when he said, I'm the only one here that started a business. Has any of you started a business? And all of them looked down and was quiet. It was really, I mean, I don't know if any of these theatrics were rehearsed, but it sure made for an exciting debate. But one of the things they really hit him hard on was his attitude towards women, minorities, and some of the things he had said in the past. And I think one allegation was that somebody had asked him about a woman, and he had said, I would, you know, do her or whatever. And so he was asked about that, and he kind of sidestepped it. And I'm not a fan of Michael Bloomberg, but I don't really know where we should stand on people's guy talk. You know, it's very common guys talk, you know, about women, and even if they don't really want to say it around other guys, they kind of have to be, you know, a lot of guys feel like they need to demonstrate their sexuality, and so they will say something about a woman just to let everybody else know that they are heterosexual. There's a lot of reasons for guys to make catcalls or to, you know, make comments or, you know, oh, wow, I'd like to, you know, blank her or whatever. And, you know, does that mean they can't be our president? You know, it's frustrating because, you know, we don't want to assume that, I love men. I think men are fantastic. I think there's some real jerk men. I think, there are men that, you know, belong, you know, behind bars, just like I think there are women that should, you know, belong behind bars, and men who assault and harass, you know, have no place, you know, representing us. But how far back do we, you know, if somebody was stupid years ago, do we hold it against them now? So it's a debate. Then that's not the debate for today, but, it's not the debate for my show, but it is the debate now in terms of Mike Bloomberg wanting to run for president and having some skeletons in the closet. So, he was a little stiff. He's 78 years old. I gotta say, he looks good for being 78 years old. But, you know, he didn't seem to have, he kind of had a lackluster performance, you know. Elizabeth Warren did a fantastic job of, you know, pleading and, you know, being more, you know, down to earth and approachable, because she kind of seems to have a little bit more of a, you know, she doesn't seem to have that more, you know, cuddly, well, I don't think, Hillary Clinton didn't either. So I thought she did a very, very good job getting control of the mic. Biden had, you know, some issues, you know, but had some applause. Pete Buttigieg, very confident, had a great demeanor up there. I disagreed with a lot of the things they were all saying, but, you know, I thought overall it did well. But we have a very interesting sort of Democratic field right now where there, you see some risk of implosion. You had the liberals versus the moderates, and a lot of socialism and communism name-calling. And it was a little scary. And I think it was a little scary for a lot of people on the Democratic side, because what is their party? Now, you know, I don't believe, just like with religion, it's black and white. I believe that people follow their religion in their own way. They have a relationship with God, and certain religions offer guides. Okay? Judaism offers guides, Christianity, Protestantism, Buddha, Hindu, Catholic, Catholicism. So you have your relationship with God, and you could follow the guide and be in the family of Catholics, Jews, etc. Same thing with politics. A lot of Republicans out there, like, look, I don't agree with everything on the Republican Party, but I find myself more right, or I find myself more left, or I find myself independent. But it was kind of brutal yesterday, and it showed that the Democrats are kind of struggling with how they approach a good economy, a president who is starting to get more and more favor, and issues that could possibly sink the country into a more socialized setting. Some people think that's the way we need to be. Others don't. And the Democrats are so divided on that. You know, Republicans are more, no, let's kind of keep capitalism. You know, let's, you know, still, you know, make some more common sense sort of moves when it comes to taxes, et cetera, defense and all that. So for the most part, there's a lot more things that people could agree on. Yes, you have abortion that might, divide people. Money going to Planned Parenthood. But that's not the crux of the party. Abortion doesn't define the Republican Party. Attitudes towards the Constitution, attitudes towards economy, attitudes towards health, attitudes toward national security, that defines the Republican Party. The Democratic Party wants to have the same thing, but they are very, very divided. Now, when we look at health care, there was a lot of discussion in terms of the Culinary Health Fund. Now, the Culinary Union, here in town where I live, has transformed their health insurance for their union members. The Culinary Union, I believe, has about 139,000 members and dependents. I think the health fund, I think the union might have even more. And the union provides medical, dental, vision, prescription drug coverage through Taft-Hartley health plan, completely free with no premiums if the employee works about 30 hours a week. We had a lot of patients in my clinic that were culinary, and culinary was slowly changing to offering their own clinics for their patients where it's free. If they go outside, they might still have a copay, but if they go to their clinics, it's free. And I mean everything, dental, medical prescriptions. And so it's a real nice plan. And so in the news lately, they were talking about how the Culinary Union was not ready to endorse Bernie Sanders. And I forget if they endorsed him in 2016 or not. I forget. Or 2015, leading up to 2016. So these 24-hour health centers, these, healthcare perks that union members get might be at risk if Bernie Sanders comes in and says, oh, we're doing Medicare for all. And so Bernie Sanders said, I've told people the Culinary Union is not going to hurt the union coverage. But it could. If you have, remember, that in order for Culinary to do this, they have to be going through a health plan, Taft-Hartley. If Medicare for All affects the plan that's instituting this and providing all the payments and the coverage, then yes, it will. And so, you know, we can't have false promises. And in Vegas, the Culinary Union is huge, and our culinary workers are huge because they are the driving force of our resort corridor and our strip. So that's kind of what that was about last night. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As expected, Michael Bloomberg's first appearance in a Democratic debate since entering the field for the White House featured a lot of criticism from other candidates about the stop-and-frisk policy that was enacted during his tenure as New York City mayor.
It got out of control.
Bloomberg claiming on the debate stage that he took responsibility for it.
I discovered that we were doing too many stop-and-frisks.
His statement drawing fire from the man who was Vice President, Joe Biden, at the time.
The reason the stop-and-frisk change is because Barack Obama sent moderators to see what was going on, to say this practice has to stop. The mayor thought it was a terrible idea. We send them there.
President Trump's ally Roger Stone's now at a courthouse where he'll be learning soon if he'll spend time in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. All right, so Viagra had a huge surge, right? It was, if there were any limp sales, Valentine's Day erected those. No, doesn't work. The puns doesn't work. Okay. Apparently, a report has come out from a pharmacy called Lloyd's Pharmacy has reported a 68% increase in purchases on February 14th of Viagra. Yes, people ran. You would think they'd buy it the week before, that, you know, just people ran out the day of. Viagra Connect has been available to buy over the counter in the UK. Apparently, men suffering from erectile problems can get their Viagra over the counter in the UK. Costs about maybe $3-4 a pill. That's kind of high. It used to be $10 a pill. I remember in America in the 90s, cash for Viagra was 10 bucks a pill. The guys were complaining that for a bottle, because I'm like, okay, well, you need a bottle of 30? They're like, no, 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 please, for the love of the Lord, no. No, that's $300. Just give me 10 tablets. I was like, oh, wow. And we've talked about how Viagra or these phosphodiesterase inhibitors work. It's kind of, they inhibit a feedback mechanism to maintain blood flow in the penis. And so for those who have issues starting an erection or maintaining an erection, usually maintaining an erection is more of an issue. This allows the blood to stay there longer. If, of course, you have an erection longer than 4 hours, that can be very, very painful, and you need to see a doctor immediately. I don't understand it, guys. I don't get how you could walk around with that for that long. I mean, even 15 minutes has to be difficult. Yeah, because, I mean, right after sex, everything's kind of supposed to go back to normal. I don't want to say normal, but go back to steady state, you know, in a few minutes. But if you are still active down there and engorged for hours, that has to be very uncomfortable. I get very frustrated when TV, you know, and shows make fun of it and they, you know, joke about, you know, Viagra and, you know, having a, oh, somebody said they accidentally swallowed it and had a stiff neck, or I don't know. So there's all these stupid jokes, but you don't understand. That's like a huge medical emergency. So I had a case when I was an ER doc, and what we had to do was stick a needle into it and suck out blood to help relieve it. It was not easy. Fortunately, he didn't really fight the, you know, idea of how, of what we were going to do, the treatment plan. He's like, just do something. And so I really have an appreciation for men and what they go through. And so, you know, taking a medication like this, just for you to be able to do something that you were supposed to be born to be able to do, is frustrating. Now, half of men under age 50 do experience some sort of erectile dysfunction. That was a study that came out last year. We talked about that. And we're noticing the rates have doubled in the last 25 years. We used to think it was just an older guy problem, but young dudes are having issues. Now, is it that the numbers have risen because we've been eating poorer? We're more prone to diabetes, we're more prone to cholesterol, so the blood vessels down there are having issues and they're getting clogged. And so, you know, if you have blood flow issues, you know, down to the genital area, you probably have blood flow issues to the heart. Is it that we're seeing more cardiovascular disease, or is it that we have more people coming forward? I don't really remember guys in the 80s and 90s that were young saying, I have an issue. In fact, even when Viagra first came out, guys still didn't want to come in. The wives were coming in. Oh, my husband would like to try this. I'm like, sorry, he has to come in. No. He wants meat. Nope. I got to check his heart. Oh, his heart's fine. I go, no. If he's having blood flow issues down there, we got to check his heart. I think erectile dysfunction is one of the first signs of possible coronary artery disease. Get them in. Which is why the makers of Viagra, Pfizer, should be credited with millions of lives that they saved, because it brought men out of the house and into the doctor's office when men didn't want to go to the doctor. And in fact, we could also, if we want to blame Obamacare on somebody, we could blame Obamacare on Pfizer. Not that I really want Pfizer blamed for Obamacare, but healthcare costs rose exponentially in the 90s and 2000s. We've talked about lawsuits and doctors getting sued for not ordering the test or failure to diagnose. So that was a big issue. But another reason was men were starting to go to the doctor. My father never wanted to go to the doctor. He's like, oh, leave me alone. Doctors don't know what they're doing. They're stupid. Leave me alone. And I'm like, no, no, leave you alone. Get to the doctor. You need to be examined. No, 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 no. I just need a little bit. I go, no, no, no. You're not getting that medicine unless you go to the doctor. You know, unfortunately, he wouldn't let his heart get checked, and he ends up dying of a heart attack anyway. But you started to see people who would never go to the doctor start going to the doctor. Now, not all men, just because you're getting older doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have erectile dysfunction. A lot of different issues could be at play. Many of us believe it's low testosterone, and yes, if your testosterone is low, that can be an issue. And in fact, you are allowed to get testosterone therapy, assuming you're not prone to prostate cancer, and your prostate's being watched. You can get, it is a government approved reason and FDA indication for getting testosterone therapy if you have erectile dysfunction because and low sex drive because of low testosterone. But not all guys have low testosterone. Well, check the testosterone, and we're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. If it's really low, I'd also be checking for diabetes and other issues. When a man's testosterone drops really low, there's other medical issues going on. But some men, their testosterone will drop. In fact, our testosterone drops, even women's testosterone. Although I think my testosterone's up because my voice is really low. Yeah. And I'm like, wait a second, what is this hair on my face? I'm like, wait, oh, hell no. So, you know, women's testosterone sometimes rises, but a lot of times it falls also. With men, they kind of lose, what is it, less than 1% a year? It's not a lot. So some men's testosterone will drop, but you could still, when you're in your 60s and 70s, still have normal testosterone levels. So if it's not a testosterone issue, then we look at a blood flow issue. But, you know, a main cause of erectile dysfunction is a psychological issue. Now, I remember I was in the mood, and it's like all of a sudden I was just in the mood. I think maybe like I saw a Michael Fassbender movie, I don't know. So we were downstairs, and I was in, I don't know what I was wearing. I was either wearing one of my husband's shirts or a muumuu or something, and my nails weren't painted, my hair wasn't done, no makeup on or whatever. And I just had some garlic onion pizza, and I go, you know what? Let's do it. I'm ready. And so he's like, oh, okay. And, you know, I was like, he took one look at me, and it just didn't work. Yeah, I was like, you know what, I'm tired. So sometimes it could be psychological, you know? I mean, I'm not, you know, if I'm not very sexy, how do I expect, you know, the salute? It's not going to happen. So apparently on Valentine's Day, there was a huge, huge increase in sales. And, you know, sometimes people have anxiety about, erection issues, and they might not really have erectile dysfunction, but they have one bad sexual encounter, so then they start to panic that they're going to have, you know, erectile dysfunction. The anxiety of it messes things up when they really would have been fine. So you really need to relax. You really need to kind of get in the mood. You know, I tell my husband to think about somebody else if he has to, and it works. Do I like the idea of Viagra being sold over the counter? Hell no. Because again, if you're having blood flow issues down there, somebody better check the heart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, age discrimination. A lot of people feel it. I'm actually starting to feel it. I used to not because I was always the young one, and now I'm not the young one. But age discrimination is pervasive in a whole variety of industries. But we're actually also seeing it a lot in medicine. And unfortunately, we're going to see it more. You know how there's rules and guidelines? Well, if you're over 75, you don't need the colonoscopy or the mammogram or the, you know, they're starting to have age limits when people are saying, wait a second, you know, 80 is the new 70 and 70 is the new 50. And, you know, I agree with that. I think 50 is the new 30. You know what that means. People are saying, so like, for example, when you look at Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt's in his 50s. And you're like, well, wait a second, I think of him as in his 30s, 50 is the new 30. It's kind of that sort of attitude. And there is something to that because, I mean, I remember growing up When my mom was 37, I thought she was old. Gosh, I would give anything to be 37 again right now, you know? And so I think we are a lot younger. I think we are a lot cuter. I think we're more active. We just, you know, look at the Democratic stage last night. Michael Bloomberg, 78 years old. You had Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden. I mean, so many of them over 70. I forget how old Elizabeth Warren is. And here they are, feisty and running for president. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it shows that being in your 60s and 70s is not a death sentence anymore. Well, a study, though, thinks that we might have an issue if you're in your 80s because there is a bias towards health care. Now, this is being reported by AP News. They say people are more likely to buy things when prices end at 99 cents than rounded up to the next dollar, right? Like if something's $1.99 versus $2, you'll be thinking about it's called the left digit bias. You're like, okay, well, it's still in the dollar range. Well, a U.S. study found that heart attack patients who turned 80 within the previous 2 weeks were less likely to get bypass surgery than those who were 2 weeks shy of that birthday. So if you were 79 and, I don't know, 345 days out of 365 days, you would get the bypass surgery. But if you were 80 and 1 day, you wouldn't. So that'd be like a 2 to 3 week discrepancy between these two types of patients. One would get the surgery and one wouldn't. So they think there's a bias. Now, guidelines are not supposed to limit the operation after a certain age. Doctors may be mentally classifying people as being in their 80s. Thus, they might be like, you know what, it's going to be too risky. Let's not do it. Study author Dr. Anupam Jena of Harvard says when you go to a store and an item is $4.99, you're more likely to buy it than if it's $5. But there is no similar effect when the prices are $4.50 versus $4.51. They say that penny matters more when you're crossing a threshold. And that could pose a serious problem in healthcare. Now, these coronary stents are less invasive. They open the arteries. If it's a treatment for heart attack, if we can't do it, then we would do bypass surgery. And so to see if there was left-digit bias, they looked at Medicare records from 2006 to 2012 on 70,000 heart attack patients, including about 10,000 within 2 weeks of their 80th birthday. They found that 5.3% of the just-turned 80 group had bypass surgery versus 7% of those younger. They looked at their birthdays, such as 77 versus 79, 81 versus 83, saw no difference. So the crossing 80 was the key number. Now, death rates during the first 2 months after the heart attack were higher if you were over 80. So that suggests that they might have been harmed by not being offered surgery. So deciding whether somebody's going to have surgery or stents based on a day or two difference with the age isn't really the way we do things in medicine, but that is what's happening. People all the time will tell me that, you know, they think their doctor isn't taking them seriously, and they think, well, you know, it's because you're old. You know, I'm getting aches and pains, you know. Arthritis has set in, but I've had elements of arthritis because I, you know, was athletic. And, you know, when you blow a knee out skiing and you run for years and things like that, you're going to have arthritis. Lift weights, there's going to be issues. But, you know, if you're younger and you have an issue with a joint, everybody's really quick to jump on it or whatever. But when you're older, there's a hesitancy. You know, there's a study I'm doing with medical students on empathy towards older individuals and how medical students' empathy changed with, you know, putting on a geriatric suit, a suit that allowed them to feel what it would be like in an older person's shoes. It had blocked vision. It had hearing muffled. It had weights on the arms and legs, so it was harder for you to move. And then they had to do a driving simulation test. And so you saw the empathy rise, and you know, you saw people understand a little bit more what it's like to be an older person. But in medicine, if I'm going to tell you the behind the scenes, there is a reluctance to treat an older person the same way you do as a younger person, because you're afraid something will go wrong and you'll get sued. an argument somebody will make as they're older. So they have less creatinine clearance, kidney function, they have less liver function, they have less, you know, muscle mass. And so why did you give them that medication? Why did you do that procedure? And so standard of care kind of works against you as a physician if you say, look, I'm going to treat them exactly like I would treat a 40, 50-year-old. Now, complications can rise the older you are. You may have an easier chance to bleed. You may have more blood pressure fluctuations. Like I said, you might not clear the medication as easily because of, you know, the way your kidneys function. You know, things do function differently. Lord have mercy. Things on my body function differently. I'm like, why isn't that working anymore? Right? So, you know, we get that. But, you know, the geriatric profession, I'm not sure exactly how many geriatricians we have. I think people in geriatric medicine is in the low thousands compared to the millions of people who are over 65. And an over 65 doctor is supposed to specialize in the human body over 65 so they can make appropriate recommendations for treatment. The problem is we don't have enough of those doctors. And you don't have a lot of students wanting to go into it. Why? Why wouldn't more people want to go into a field that has such huge demand, especially with the baby boomers? Well, for some people, an older person poses a much more advanced case, a lot more work. And if you are working in a place where you have to have volume, you have a 22-year-old saying, look, I'm just in and out. I just need my acne medicine, or I just need a medicine for an STD, and I'm out of here. Whereas an older individual has a lot more issues. So you can't see as many patients if you're a geriatrician, yet you still get paid the same amount. You know, sometimes Medicare will allow more for counseling and things like that, but we aren't really hearing geriatricians bring in the bucks. And then, of course, there's always concerns where there's, you know, you have, you know how in pediatrics, a lot of people are, you know, frustrated with the moms and dads. So doctors kind of avoid pediatrics because they don't want to deal with the parents. A lot of doctors avoid geriatrics because you got to deal with the kids. You know, I had a great patient, loved this patient to death, but the kids said the medicines that his other doctor gave him are killing him, the heart medications. Take him off all his heart medications so he doesn't get dementia. And I'm like, but I can't because he could have a heart attack. And if I did that, then sue. So, you know, you have more complex cases, and that starts to be an obstacle for more people going into that field. 1-877-DOC-GOLLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.